We got anybody here this morning? Yeah, come on down. Lukey, I see you back there. Okay. All right. I want to show you. Y'all know who my wife is, right, Miss Julie? Okay. Well, I want to show you her leg. Okay.
I want to sing.
You want to sing?
No.
Okay. We're going to get Candy in a second, okay? This is Julie's leg. Okay? That's her leg there. That is a, they called it a nail. It looks like a rod. You see that, Mookie? That's her leg.
I want to take a look.
Yeah. Isn't that terrible? And you know what happened is she broke a bone. How many of you have ever broken an arm or a leg? Anybody broken a bone before? Well, one of the things the Bible talks about that is kind of cool is in Psalm 34 verse 18, it says the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and rescues those whose spirits are crushed. And so when Miss Julie, when she fell the other day, she broke her leg, but guess what? I know you're going to find this hard to believe. Miss Julie broke her leg, but Brother Bill's heart was broken. I've never been so worried or concerned about my wife as she laid on the ground in pain and crying. And one of the things that was really strange, listen to this. One of the strange things is that I knew everything was going to be okay. Of course, I was praying and doing things like that. But I knew everything was going to be okay because who was in control? Who was in control, Mookie? God. And it says that God is close to the broken heart and he heals those who are crushed in spirit. So one of the things I want you to understand is that when your heart's broken, when your heart hurts, that God is there to help you and he's there to heal your heart. Okay? So I want us to pray. Listen up. Let's pray for Miss Julie. Everybody close their eyes, okay? Lord, we thank you for this time, and we pray that you would heal Miss Julie's legs, her leg, and help her to feel better. In Jesus' name, amen.